Blog Talk Radio.
Divine All Blessed, you are listening now live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Oloye Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo, Obeya Bokor, the Witch Doctor, Yellow Pocahontas, Medicine Man, Black Hawk Voodoo Chief. You are listening live at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on this Wednesday, August 19th, 2015. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When we last met here at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time in this sacred space, I was talking about a book, and the book is roughly a decade old, that I came across that speaks directly to hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo, the conger, as it is here in New Orleans. Now, as I said before, I'm not quite ready yet because I haven't finished the book. Many of you know my schedule is overwhelming. This is my first day off of a six-day stretch doing professional expert readings and consultations at Earth Odyssey in the French Quarter, 306 Charters Street, French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. So I'm just sort of getting back into the swing of things in terms of the show and the other projects that I have going on. We are also still filming Roots 2016 here in New Orleans, so that will have some level of effect on my availability in terms of being present here at high noon for you each and every day, bringing hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes. As it stands, I will be present also tomorrow at noon. So please stand by, stay connected, visit my Twitter, The Divine Prince, Instagram, The Divine Prince, and of course, always here at blogtalkradio.com/The Divine Prince to get updates about my coming shows and potential changes in broadcasting schedule. But we were last talking about the book, and I promised that when I finish this book and give it a fair viewing, that I would reveal what book I'm talking about and the author. And my attitudes and my opinions and what I find relevant about this text. Clearly it's relevant. I'm dedicating show time. I think that it is relevant in that it speaks to many of the misconceptions about New Orleans voodoo, but also the attitudes of the actual practitioners of New Orleans voodoo themselves. Now, many people come to New Orleans looking for voodoo. Tourists, regular folk, people who are already in some way involved in Pan-African spiritual and religious traditions, but many come looking specifically for that. And unfortunately, by the time many of them make their way to Earth Odyssey or to my temple space, House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, or buy one of my products, Thai Potions, somewhere and make some contact with me, they've already had some negative experience or already have developed some idea about the lack thereof or the absence of real, authentic voodoo here in the city. And there are those who operate in the vein of business who would manipulate and utilize that to their advantage. Unfortunately, we see that quite often with people who move here from other places, sometimes other countries, and want to set up shop, set up businesses, voodoo-related businesses in the midst of our community without inviting that community, embracing that community, meeting at the crossroads, being respectable even to that community. And there's still a universal ignorance, even among those who desire entry into these systems, who desire knowledge about these systems. how to go about that, and what legitimizes the path. And Africans born in the States are guilty of this themselves. Outside identifying, Kemet, Egypt, Middle Eastern, Christian, you know, all these other outside traditions. Now I'm not necessarily suggesting that these traditions are negative unto themselves, but at some point, the descendant of the Middle Passage, the descendant of slavery, the descendant of oppression, Jim Crow, all the blood, sweat, and tears that have been shed and sacrificed here on this ground, in this place, has to be validated, has to be acknowledged, and we must stop seeking validation for our own culture, for our own traditions, for our own experience outside ourselves. That includes the Haitian, that includes the Cuban, that includes the Puerto Rican, that includes the Brazilian, that includes the Nigerian, the Ghanaian, and so on, so on, so on. At some point, we, born here, have to acknowledge who we are, who our ancestors were, what our strengths are, what our legacy is, what our path is, what our legitimacy is, and it is in us. It does not exist outside of us. And this problem, this issue, this block manifests in many ways. We could do stories about hair. We could do stories about skin colorization and the politics around that. We could even do racism. We could even do police oppression. But at the end of the day, if we don't acknowledge ourselves, if we don't respect ourselves, if we don't support ourselves, you know, we hear buy black, well, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, black, white, African born in the States, African born in Haiti, African born in Nigeria. If I enter your business with the intention of supporting your business, spending money in your business, putting money in your project, into your children's mouths, into your employees' pockets, at least acknowledge me. At least show some respect. Now, when we start talking, and that's any business, from a commercial Walgreens, Walmart, Rite Aid, to a neighborhood restaurant, to a neighborhood shop, that rule is consistent, especially for the Divine Prince. I've received national certification in professional expert customer service, and I bring that into my own business, into my own ministry. Many of you who have talked to me, who have sent me communications, have sent me emails, you already know this. You're talking to a professional expert at every level when you communicate with me. And that translates into business. I said before, when you are dependent upon, when you are focused in on a tourist-based, entertainment-based, service-based economy, customer service is number one. What makes you any better than what's already here? And let's be honest, you don't even have anything in your store yet, Mambo. And what you did have, I was willing to buy because you were Haitian and you're in my community. You're in my neighborhood. You're at the crossroads where I, as the witch doctor, mark that spot every time we hit the street in procession. You're now competing in a market with hundreds of years of tradition. You can deny our voodoo. You can act ignorant about our voodoo, but you cannot deny the power of the tradition. And any true Hangan, Mambo, witch doctor, psychic, spiritualist, minister is going to acknowledge, honor, and respect power. Power. When we fall into ignorance, that opens the door to arrogance. That opens the door to misconception. That opens the door to prejudice. And unfortunately, we're expert at that in New Orleans. We're expert at that. The outsider who wants to come in and misappropriate our culture, misrepresent who we are, you know, make a dollar, a buck off of that within the confines of this community. And let's keep it real. You moved into the hood. This is historic Treme, but this is the hood, beloved. You cannot plan to come in and acknowledge who you are, where you are, the history of that. You know, there was a time Haitians fleeing the revolution had nowhere to go. They came here to New Orleans. So this battle between Haitian voodoo and New Orleans voodoo, you know, because it doesn't exist between New Orleans voodoo and West Africa. We don't see that, them trying to, you know, make themselves superior, make themselves supreme. You know, they're building bridges. Togo is building bridges. Benin is building bridges with New Orleans. There's trade, there's commerce, there's performance, there's travel, there's tourism. But that's not going to happen in an environment of disrespect. Not in my neighborhood, not in my block, not in my community, not on my watch, not under my route. You know, which Dr. Yellow Pocahontas, Black Hawk voodoo chief, Hoodoo Obeobokuor, number one rated psychic practitioner, historian of the traditions in New Orleans, beloved, acknowledge. You don't have to like it, but you will acknowledge. You will respect the voodoo. I will be forward with more momentarily here on Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secret and Recipe, all of the blessing. Aye, Bobo.
Thank you.
Divine, all blessed. As always, I appreciate all of my continued support, well wishes, appreciation, good vibrations, good feelings, positive communications from those who continue to support Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secret and Recipes. 7 years present here on Blog Talk Radio. Highly rated broadcast, highly rated show, highly evolved, knowledgeable, educated listening audience. And without those people who listen, who support, who comment, who participate, I would not continue to be present. As I've said before, you know, my schedule would be reason enough for me to sort of put Blog Talk Radio down temporarily. But I struggle to keep a balance there. I struggle to continue to broadcast for the benefit of those who continue to show their continued support for what I do, not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but in the social network stratosphere, online, on the internet. Blog Talk Radio is sort of the audio listening, calling component to that. Many of you are connected with me on Twitter, are connected with me on Instagram, are following and communicating and participating with me on many, many other sites and platforms. Generally speaking, if you're looking to find me, I always suggest clout, KLOUT.com/TheDivinePrince. And of course, always my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. But just a simple Google search of my name, of New Orleans voodoo, of West African tradition, of hoodoo, Obeya, Ifa, Santeria, Lokomi, in most cases, House of the Divine Prince is on the first page and is in the top 10 listing on that page. That is not because I can afford to buy time. I don't spend any money with Google. I can't afford it, don't have it. I'm not in the business to get rich. You know, I'm not in the quote-unquote tourism stratosphere, so I'm not getting those dollars. I don't have extra money to spend on promotion, on market. I am here. I am present. I am relevant because of what I do, because of result-oriented service, because of being honest and open and open exposure, because of not being in hiding, because of being authentic to these traditions in a 2015, you know, post-millennial generation. What worked for us centuries ago worked for us under very different conditions. Those conditions have evolved. Those conditions have changed. The internet alone has leveled the playing field when it comes to people's exposure to these traditions. Rightly or wrongly, it's there. You know, me and beloved voodoo priestess Kalinda Laveau were discussing this just yesterday. You know, I can go on YouTube and watch 4 hour, 6 hour, 12 hour ceremonies coming out of Haiti. We know your traditions. Your traditions migrated here with the revolution. It has never overwhelmed, overcome, suppressed, crushed, eliminated, shared space with New Orleans voodoo tradition. It's here. We have our own path. We have our own tradition. Sanse belongs to Puerto Rico. Candomblé belongs to Brazil. Lokomi belongs to Cuba. Haitian voodoo belongs to Haiti. But this is New Orleans. Treme, French Quarter, Uptown, Downtown, Ninth Ward, Seventh Ward, Third Ward. This is New Orleans, Louisiana. The spirits, the ancestors, the history The blood, sweat, and tears have to be acknowledged. It has gone through periods of suppression and regeneration and revival. I'm a strong prophetic witness that we're experiencing a revival right now. But they're not coming looking for Haiti. People can go to Haiti and look for Haiti. And there's nothing wrong with Haiti. We support Haiti. We are a sister city to Haiti. But let's show some respect now. Let's show some honor. Let's acknowledge. Let's fertilize harmony, community, unity, particularly in commerce, particularly in business. We have to acknowledge the communities that we establish our businesses, our services, our ministries in. We must acknowledge their protocols. We must acknowledge and honor their elders, their ancestors, their roots, their culture. Lest we become like any other world religion that only seeks dominance, supremacy, control through oppression and repression and financial trickery. We must be clear at all times, always, that we're operating in spirit. Now, I know I've digressed quite a bit for a 30-minute show, and I promise you guys I'm going to go back to my two-hour format as soon as it is reasonably possible. I'm going back to my two-hour format. But let's understand, New Orleans has always been the spiritual center of the U.S. It's not said enough, it's not prophesied enough, it's not proclaimed enough, but it's the truth. It's the reality for America, not just Black America, but for America. But when you start talking about diversity of religion, diversity of practice, a fertile ground, a fertile soil where these traditions have been able to survive in practice, in legend, in fiction, in pop culture, in tourism, and yes, in business and commerce. But you have to honor those spirits. You have to acknowledge those ancestors. You have to respect the voodoo. Standard time here on Block Talk Radio tomorrow, high noon. Wishing you all divine peace and blessing, joy and prosperity, revelation, manifestation, and protection of the divine prince here at the crossroads. Treme, New Orleans, Louisiana. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Rich. Arashunukum, 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 Arashunukum,